Bill Cosby's retrial got underway today with the prosecution presenting its opening statement. Joining me from the Montgomery County Courthouse in Norristown is WHYY's Bobby Allen. Bobby, what did we learn today?
So, Dave, today the prosecution outlined their case in their opening statement, and starting things right off, the big news was the revelation that Cosby paid Andrea Constan nearly $3.4 million in a civil settlement that was settled in 2006, some years after Cosby allegedly sexually assaulted her. And that's really significant because we have known for a while that that civil settlement existed, but we never have known how much that amount was for. And both sides are going to use that number to their advantage. So the prosecution is going to say $3.4 million, that sure does seem to suggest that Cosby did something wrong here, and he was basically buying her silence. Whereas the defense is going to take that number and say, look, this woman, Andrea Constan, always had a money motive and framed and extorted Cosby to get rich. That's kind of their narrative, their legal approach. So the prosecution wanted to own that number, and they revealed it, and it was publicly revealed for the first time today in open court.
Bobby, I understand proceedings were disrupted for a time this morning.
That's right. So right before court got started, a woman charged at the barricade, jumped over it, and ripped off her shirt to reveal the words in bright red scrawled across her bare chest, "Women's Lives Matter," and she had the names of dozens of Cosby accusers written in black. Shortly after, this is right in front of Cosby. I'm not even sure Cosby saw her because she was swarmed with sheriff's deputies who pushed her into a bush, arrested her, and took her away. I actually interviewed her afterward, and she said she wanted to express anger that some of Cosby's accusers maybe can't express themselves. And she said she wanted to make a statement that her body is her own. She said she was doing it as a feat of empowerment to say that her body is not just a sexual object but can be a political weapon. And she was associated, she lives in Paris right now. She's originally from New Jersey, but she's an actress living in Paris, and she's associated with a feminist European organization that does a lot of topless protests as part of their activism.
Above and beyond her statement, does this question the security protocols in place?
Yeah, well, Cosby's spokesman used it as an opportunity to say that security needs to be bolstered around the courthouse and that there's a lot of people who are mugging for the cameras and might do, you know, increasingly outlandish stunts in front of Cosby to get their name on cable news. The court hasn't responded to that. The spokesman said we need more security. That's basically where that stands. There's no huge update there.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're going to hear the defense side of the story. Now, remember, opening statements are not evidence. It's just a chance for both sides to sort of broadly outline what the jurors are going to hear over the next coming weeks. The prosecution laid out all the facts the way they had before. They did it in a little more of a tight fashion. It was really more focused, and they you know, have last year's trial to learn from. So they tried to debunk a lot of things that they thought they were weak on last time around, but they really focused on the incident and just said, look, Cosby drugged and sexually molested this woman in 2004, and he got away with it. Now it's the time to convict. We're going to hear from the defense tomorrow, which is going to have a very different side of the story, which is going to be, according to court documents that I've read, that Andrea Constan is a, you know, money-hungry woman who always wanted to extort Cosby, and that most of what is in the indictment is made up.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Bobby Allen on Newsworks Tonight.